This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Thanks to recent gains, the Democrats now have a clear but vulnerable lead in the race for Senate control. Prediction markets give them a 78% chance of winning control, according to PredictWise. Brigham Young University in Utah finally yielded to pressure and announced that it would spare students who report sexual assaults from facing punishment for violation of its honor code, such as drinking or extramarital sex, that may have happened near or at the time of the assault. WikiLeaks releases more Clinton campaign-related emails and indicates that there were real concerns about the Clinton Foundation and Bill Clinton's future role with various staffers taking different positions. Soaring premiums are throwing off the Affordable Care Act math, making penalties acceptable instead of enrollment. The full weight of the penalty would not be felt until April, when those who have avoided buying insurance will face penalties of around $700 a person or more. But even then, that might not be enough. For the young and healthy, it's sometimes cheaper to pay the IRS than an insurance company charging large premiums and deductibles. Viewership through the first 7 weeks of the NFL season is down by 12% in the U.S., while the audiences for Premier League soccer matches this season, which began in August, are down by 20% in Britain. The AIDS virus appeared in New York as early as 1971, according to a new analysis, and spread from there to San Francisco. It contradicts the idea that the disease is spread, traced to one man, Gaetan Dugas. There is no explicit federal requirement that sellers of used cars fix problems related to safety recalls or even disclose the recalls. Efforts to introduce tougher laws for used cars have languished in Congress under lobbying pressure from the used car industry. Last year, more than 38 million used cars were sold across the country, more than twice as many as were sold new, according to the automotive information site Edmunds.com. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media, Foundation Movement, AMFM.